In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel reading today immediately follows Savior's revelation, we'll call it, of the Father, the Our Father, the prayer that's so central to our piety. Our Father, which in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so it is, this immediately follows. And in the Our Father itself, we have this whole command that we forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors, and then it says, lead us not into temptation. And so it says to, is it interesting, because there are very few places where our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ actually explains a little bit further the Gospels that he gives. And so he says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I think that door is open back there. So, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. I think we live in a society where there's a lot of psychology around, and really spirituality has been abandoned for the most part, and sort of psychological models and tools are used to understand. And one of the things that comes up again and again is people having traumatic experiences either in their youth or young adulthood, or perhaps even in their adult life, where they have been deeply wounded by the actions of others. So when our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ talks about forgiveness, he understands our propensity to hold on to the hurt that has happened to us in the past. And even to the degree that many times the hurt that we hold on to, we no longer can remember. And it's not that we couldn't remember, we can't remember, because we block it out of our consciousness. And here we are at the beginning of our great and holy Lent, and today the theme is forgiveness, which means essentially to let go of all of these things. How can we let go? How can we let go of things we cannot remember? How can we let go of things that were so perhaps violent in their appearance to us that it's just, how does one let go? And this is the beauty of our faith. Because our Lord knows that we cannot let go. He knows this. So what he does is he has this mystery that he gives us. A mystery of faith and a mystery of participation in his love. And if we are able to open ourselves up to his love and his forgiveness of us, we will be able to forgive. But the key here is that we participate in our salvation. It's not as though our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ just simply comes in and saves us. I mean, he would like to do that, but he's given us free will. And we need to decide to let go. And it seems to me that it's not simple. But we know that we're wounded. I don't think there's anyone in this room that isn't wounded by something. And much of which I said is suppressed. We don't see it. And today, we need to cry out to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me the things, my offenses, the ones that I know. But please, reach deep into my heart and touch and forgive and unloose me from those things that I do not remember. And this is, if we can in the depths of our heart, bow down before Him, we begin prostrations after the, with the vespers that follows. If we can bow down for Him, bow before Him, and ask, He will hear us. So we need not only to ask for forgiveness, but we need to ask for sincerity. I think that one of the serious things that goes on is we often nurture the hurts. We it's as though they empower us somehow to allow us to perhaps have some kind of control or influence in life. And it's a dark energy. And it often gets released when we have anxiety. And perhaps in our relationships from time to time things come up and they cause us anxiety. And that anxiety leads to anger. And the fountain and the root of the anger is our own condition of not having been able to repent, to change the inner life that we have, and to let go. It's as though we store up this anger of past offenses against us and weaponize and use it to hurt others. And brothers and sisters in Christ our God, this, of course, is a path of self-destruction. It is truly a miracle. The church is a miracle. The church that we have, this guidance, we have, as it were, this catechism that we receive through the Holy Gospel, this teaching. And that what's behind it is the love of God. And as long as we're holding on to things of the past, and things that may not have even seemed to be from someone particularly, but things that just bind us, as long as we hold on to these things, we are bound. And we cannot raise up our hearts and our minds and even our eyes to heaven and gaze upon the glory of God. We can't do that. So now, today, in this beautiful opportunity that we have to ask forgiveness of one another, and also, most important of all, ask forgiveness of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ to set us free from this darkness of sin and pain. Can you imagine that God's light, what God's light purifies and sanctifies and makes holy and heals all of us? And you know, it's amazing. I wouldn't be surprised that if in the dark reaches of our minds, some of us think, I can't be healed. I can't be healed. Yes, you can. You cannot heal yourself. But our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ can heal you. And so the other theme that we have for today is fasting. And you know, we all groan a little. Fasting. It's hard. However, it is an opportunity to let go in reality and to gain strength. Because the fact of the matter is that a lot of times when we have hidden things within us that we've never been able to resolve and we haven't been able to confess, and maybe we confess them superficially, but we really haven't been able to even forgive ourselves, with that, look at the passions that grow out of this. I mean, people end up with passions for drugs and passions for, you know, sexuality, inappropriate sexuality, and passions, you know, for food, and overeating. It goes on and on and on. They bind us, and they're often part of our psyche. We're trying to hide and suppress our pain. And it's very destructive. So here we have this opportunity. And fasting is part of unloosing. So we fight against those desires. Those desires which are the result of our pain and not having been loosed, as it were, from our sin. And this is our opportunity to enter into a discipline that's given by God. And if we fast, even if we forgive others, God will forgive us. And if we fast from the fruits, as it were, of our passions, our desire for all these things. And it's not just food, it's watching TV and idleness and laziness, and it goes on and on. If we fast from these things, they weaken. That is a fact. These passions are weakened by fasting. And when they become weak, it's like a rope. If you hold it tight, and there's a knot in it, you hold it tight, you cannot undo the knot. When you loose the rope a little bit, you can start to pick away and undo the knot. And so it is by and loosing. So here we are. We're going to loosen that which binds us from our passions, whether it's our thoughts or whether we eat and whether we're lazy or whether we're, you know, just giving ourselves to the folly of all of the corrupt images that pass through the internet and pass through the television and so on. We need to fast. We need to let go. We need to struggle against that which binds us so the grace of God can come in and heal us. So, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, let us beg God for forgiveness and beg God for the strength to let go of our passions for this time and enter a state of emptiness so that God can fill us with his power and grace and raise us up with the power of his resurrection, which comes at the end of our glorious fast of repentance. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.